The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So my dear friends and Talmidim, once again a brief thought on the Parsha. So before I share Dvar Torah with you, Baruch Hashem, I got the second part of the vaccination, of the vaccine, and I feel just well, Baruch Hashem. I had some pain in my left arm, as expected, but it passed in a very short time, and I feel well. And I plea and beg all of you, whoever can, please vaccinate. In Eretz Yisrael, we are in the worst stage of this pandemic since it broke out almost a year ago. We have almost 10,000 people infected every day. We have many deaths every day. People are dying daily. Many of them, Anshei Shlomeinu, within our community. Many of them. And it's tragic. And B'derech HaTeva, the only way out is with a vaccine. This pandemic has been tragic in so many levels. Death, suffering, pain and illness. So in Eretz Yisrael, we are approaching 4,000 people that died in this pandemic. But tens of thousands that have suffered and are still suffering, and some of them will bear the scars for the rest of their lives. The Bitul Torah is unbelievable. So yeshivas open and close, open and close, and cheders open and close, and the same seminars. Our entire educational system is in tatters, is in jeopardy. And we cannot even begin to assess how much spiritual difficulty and destruction this brought about. So we need to do everything within our power, not only to prevent the disease and follow all the rules, but now rush to vaccinate. So in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we have tremendous progress in vaccinating. I know that in Chutz La'aretz, we're still at the beginning. But I strongly not only encourage, but beg and plea, whoever can should vaccinate. So in this week's Parsha, we start learning about Aseres HaMakos, the 10 plagues. 7 out of the 10 are described in this week's Parsha. But even before the very first Makkah, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu in advance, Va'atu tidaber, es kol asher atzavechu va'aron echichu yedaber al paroi, v'shilach es b'nei esol miyartzoi, v'ani akshe es leiv paroi, v'erbeisi es esoysai v'es moifsai b'yeretz mitzlai. The Rambam and many other Rishonim discussed the question, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu in advance says, I'm going to turn his heart into stone, and he acts as slave paroi, and he will not send you, he will not release and give freedom to the people, so why does he deserve such harsh punishment? Oineis rachmona patrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in advance said, ani acts as slave paroi. The Rambam deals with this question in Perikei and in Perik Vav Melchus Shuva. Perikei generally talks about Yediyah and Bechira. And the very well-known argumentation between the Rambam and the Ravid. But in Perik Vav Aloch Gimli, he deals specifically with Paroi. And he asks exactly this question. So why was Paroi punished again and again and again, 10 plagues, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu in advance took away his Bechira? He had no free will. And he acts Levavoi. And the Rambam writes an amazing thought. Sometimes, when a person is so awful and he's such a big Baal Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his Bechira. He should not be able to do tshuva, and that is part of his punishment. The Rambam shares this idea once again in the Parashah Mishnah, the end of Masechet Brochas. The Rambam there writes that this thought is Oroich v'rochoik v'omoik omoik miyim tse'eno. Very uncommon language for the Rambam. Lecha oira, Parah did not deserve punishment for the period in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hikshat levavo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu just prevented him from doing tshuva. But all the punishment he and his people received was only for the past, not for the present. Because in the tkufa of the Aseres HaMakos, he had no bechira. He had no other option. He could not send them because of the Kodesh Boku Ikshat Levavo. So we would ask once again, so what's the point in Aseres HaMakos? I'll explain what the point is. Next week's Parsha, Parsha's boy, in the beginning of the Parsha. Lamante sapa biyaz nevin choven vircho as asher saltalti b'mitzrayim v'asay so yisay asher samti vam. Asher samti bam. Who is that bam? Lefi pshuto yishol mekre de mitzrayim. Es asher italalti b'mitzrayim v'et ototai asher samti bam b'mitzrayim. But another pshat is, es asher esalalti b'mitzrayim, ואת אויסויסאיה ששמתי בם באוזני בינכו ובן בינכו. There were two objectives and two goals in the ten plagues. One was to punish. To punish Pare and the Mitzvim for their treachery, for their achzorius, and for the way they treated Bnei Yisrael and Godas Mitzrayim. But the other was to bring the people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to strengthen their amunah, to strengthen their betochen, to bring them back. After hundreds of years of Godus, they were so far away. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes and speaks in the name of Hashem, they ask, who is Hashem? Who is he? And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will ask me, who are you? Mo Oimer Oleim, what's your name? What a mind-boggling question. What is your name? So Bnei Yisrael,
Kol HaLashon,
all experience these 10 unbelievable miracles, just to open their eyes and open their hearts and bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es Oisaisaya Shesam Tivam. And every year, B'Leila Seder, we quote Rabbi Yudo, Yenoisa Bem Simonim Datzach Hadash Ba'achav, and that is an abbreviation of the 10 Makas. And I always ask at my Seder, why does he split into three or three and a half categories, which is asymmetrical? Why not two? Each of them five letters, indicating five makas. Why isn't it Datzachad Sheba'achav? Five and five. I saw on one of the Rishonim many years ago, and I have to look it up. Maybe you will. Datzach Adash Ba'achav are three categories, three distinct and different categories. The first three, Dams Vadeakinim, are miracles performed in the lowest level of creation. The dirt of dust of the earth and the water in the seas and in the lakes. Dam in the lakes, in the ocean. Tzvardeya, coming out of the waters. And Kinim, Ba'afar Ha'aretz. The next three are Oroiv, Dever Shchin. In the bodies of a humankind, of men and of animals, we upper the level from the earth and the waters to the living creatures. And that is Oroiv, Dever Shchin. The next three are in the heavens and the heavenly powers. We go up another stage, and that is Borod, falling out of the skies, Arba, brought by the winds, and then we go up an additional stage to Choshech, Likui HaMa'iris, blocking out the light of the sun, and ultimately, Nefesh HaOdom, the human spirit and the spark of human life, And that is the sod, the secret, the code of Datzach Adash Ba'achav. So the objective of these makas is not only punishment. It's not only Midas Adin on Mitzrayim. It is Midas HaRachamim on our brethren, on Bnei Yisrael, to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to open their eyes and their minds after hundreds of years of pain and suffering and slavery, hundreds of years being torn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring them back. And that is what the Seder HaMakas are all about. I don't deal a lot with Schar V'Oinish, and some of my Talmidim realize that I was asked many times, why doesn't the Rav ever speak about Schar V'Oinish? And I don't, because it is entirely above and beyond the realm of our understanding, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with Schar V'Oinish. So the Rambam is Machadish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes takes away the Bechira of human beings. And Bava Basra Daf Yud Amud Beis, Rav Yosef Breida, Rav Yoshia was very ill, and he almost died. And when he came back, his father asked him, what did you see up there in the heavens? What did your neshama see? And he says, I was shocked. Olam hafuch ro'isi. I saw a world upside down, topsy-turvy. Elyonim lamata v'techtonim lamala. Those people that are of so much covenant in this world were nothing up there. And the simple ones that are bizoyan down here were so much respected up there. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Olam Yosho Ro'iso. What you see here is an Olam Hafach. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBoichen Kaloyes Belev knows how to judge people. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Bechira. So the Aseres HaMakas were not only about punishing Paroi and the Mitzlim. They were primarily opening the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael and bringing them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Planting into their hearts Emunah and Betochein. They should realize and witness and understand Ani Rishon V'Aniyachon Umi Balodai Ein Elohim. Ein oid melvadoi, Elokei Hashemayim, Hu Elokei Oretz, Datzach, Adash, Ba'achav, even higher, the sun and the moon, Ma'ores Hashemayim, from the smallest creatures, Mebeit Zekinim Ad Karna Ra'enim, and Nefesh Ha'odom. There is only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Ve'ein oid melvadoi. To prepare Bnei Yisrael to Geula, to open their minds and their eyes and their hearts to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every year, when we read the Parshiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we need to feel the same. We need to do the same. Opening our eyes, our minds, and our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mischazik in emunah ve'betochen. This vaccine is an ace. It's a miracle. Nobody believed a few months ago that it'll be developed in record speed. So yes, we have to thank the hundreds, the thousands of scientists, researchers, doctors cooperating and making this happen. But we also know Im Hashem lo yivne bayis shavav lo boynav boy, Im Hashem lo yishma yishav shakad shoymer. It is all Siyata Dishmaya. It is all Siyata Dishmaya. It's all from Hashem. And ultimately, it is Hashem that we need to thank. And it is to Hashem that we need to turn. And in every shmuz, in every talk I've been giving in the past year, pleading and imploring and begging to follow the rules, to do whatever we can to prevent the spread of disease, to vaccinate, I also call on everyone to daven and not to forget for one moment. It's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu HaMochetz v'Hu HaMerape. Ani Emchatz v'Erape. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magdim Refuah L'Maka. So let's daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zoicha b'kora b'yameinu. Ki ameitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Arenu niflois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send b'koroiv. Moshiach Tzidkenu, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.